No, definitely not. But I don't know what I would be doing because the technique is there. It belongs to my life, that's true.
Without technique, you wouldn't really be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I live with it. There.
Critic.
De nouveau, complètement. What do we have to gain anymore by speaking of ourselves merely as consumers or victims of media images of women? Years ago, feminism spoke of writing our stories, find our own voices, and for two decades now, women have been doing this. But it hasn't been enough to write and to speak, to live in a visual culture. If you don't like what we see, it's not enough to critic. We have to make other images, different images, new images. We have to take the chance to fail at this. We also have to take the chance that we might, at times, succeed.
But we have to start now. We're already so very late.
No default, which means that the conversation must not have a pre-planned path. It must develop fully in the interaction. The machine should give the impression of having about as much knowledge of the world as you do, but not necessarily more.
Okay, is it possible for you to hear me over that, or should we turn that down? The character Juliana is running in the woods, and she's got this little red figure.
This afternoon, I killed her. She won't cause us any more harm. They threw their arms around each other on the verge of tears. One more link bound them now. The woman they had cruelly sacrificed. And their common need to forget her.
You've already heard that you've killed her. In the woods, and she's got this little red figure.
I don't live in the woods. You know what I mean? So, yes. Computer belongs to my life.
Mutual interruptibility, which means that each participant must be able to interrupt the other, mutually and simultaneously. Interaction, therefore, implies conversation, a complex back-and-forth exchange, the goal of which may change as the conversation unfolds.
Wow.
He is the one.
Hey, sometimes I'm a one, too.
To say farewell to that second sex, that eternal feminine who stuck to our skins like toxic material, burning into our bone marrow, eating away at our substance.
They just hit me in the head and fall out of my mouth, right on the paper. This thing is naked.
And my problem is Freud, because I don't believe in Freud at all. I can't believe anything that is based on Freud. I think Freud is mad.
Limited look ahead, which means that because both parties can be interrupted, there is a limit to how much of the shape of the conversation can be anticipated by either party.
Even if they bad, I that way.
The technique is there.
Nearly every morning, I begin my day in a coffee shop. The promise of coffee, even bad American coffee, is often the only way I am able to lure myself out of bed. And in New York City, coffee shops are about as close to a public sphere as we get. I love sitting among my neighbors, drinking my coffee in silence, eavesdropping on other people discuss, who in turn discuss the world around me. It's not that I'm the biggest fan of the public sphere, from it. To me, public life as a woman is rife with challenges I'm not normally prepared for in the morning. For instance, although I understand why mothers congregate in coffee shops to strategize child care tactics, as a childless woman, I'm not particularly interested in joining their conversation. I'm also not drinking my coffee alone in order to meet men, or even women, nor am I available to serve as a free therapist for anyone who wants to discuss their problems with a nice girl first thing in the morning. While I'm able and even willing to take on these roles later in the day, I'm serious about avoiding them before I've been properly caffeinated. Being a socially acceptable woman takes preparation. At least it always has for me. Frankly, I prefer my public life to be mediated. Perhaps this is one of the reasons I feel most comfortable on the internet, and often wish daily life were more like net life. For instance, I think it would be great to have a surgically installed, delete, key in my mouth. I wish the world came with an escape feature to avoid rape, discrimination, or unwanted pregnancy. And there are times when I'd like to take a break and log off from my gender, my race, my sexuality, my anxiety. When I am in public, I behave in a manner that is stridently pro-woman. I have to do this, I believe, because to perform my disease, my doubts,
or my anxiety in public is to potentially endanger myself. But among my friends, among other feminists, I tell a different story. Every time a patch is offered to fix the Microsoft operating systems, I am reminded of contemporary feminist theory and practice. In computer speak, a patch is a piece of code distributed to correct a problem within a larger piece of software. Usually, Microsoft administers patches without ever publicly admitting their software is flawed to begin with, and in fact, Microsoft's software troubles have to be one of the bigger public secrets on record today. Yet as users, what are we to do? Statistics indicate that 90% of the world's operating systems function via Microsoft. We shake our heads, download the patch, and keep on going. For me, feminism functions similarly. New books are written, new projects launched, now we study lesbian and continental theory, next post-colonial and anti-corporate women's practice, soon transgendered and disability-oriented critiques. Each month, I download appropriate materials from appropriate websites, and I feel like I'm getting the newest patch on the fundamentally flawed program called feminism. Please don't mistake my meaning here. I'm not advocating an abandonment of the feminist project. For me, it's the only game in town. But here is my confession. From time to time, when I'm alone or with my closest women friends, I can say what asterisk really asterisk I want. I want to stop applying patches to my leaky system. I want to be whole, closed, complete. Call it the desire to be woman version 2.0.
I learned myself. It was before the internet, at least for me, the internet was there.
It's the image of the caring, nurturing, self-sacrificing, soft female that stands in the way of self-realization. Women cannot be expected to share easily in the fantasy of return to the matrix. If anything, we want out of it, and fast. We, the Riot Girls, want our dreams of cosmic dissolution. We want our own transcendental dimension. Keep your own matrix dreams. Your death wish is not our death wish. So you'd better give us the space and time to develop and express my own wishes, or else we will get really mad. Anger will push us to punish you by deciding to enact in our real everyday life your own worst fantasies of just how obnoxious women can be. As that other great simulator, Betty Midler put it,
I'm everything you were afraid your little girl would grow up to be. And your little boy.
Limited look ahead, which means that because both parties can be interrupted, there is a limit to how much of the shape of the conversation can be anticipated by either party. The machine should give the impression of having about as much knowledge of the world as you do, but not necessarily more.